High School Slumber Party is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
School is out and it's Friday night. I'm all wrapped up and I feel alright.
Welcome, slumbers, whether this is your first time listening or you've been with us since episode one. This is the 100th episode of High School Slumber Party, the podcast where me and some friends look back at our teenage years through the lens of some iconic high school-centric films. I'm Brian Rodriguez, and we're doing the party a little bit differently today. But first, school is still in session, kind of. Even though we're all at home, well, most of us. Some of us are working very hard in the medical field, regardless. But we have some homework to chat about.
This was your assignment, and I would like to see the results.
First of all, I hope you all are feeling healthy. I hope all your loved ones are healthy. Hope everyone's in good spirits. I know these are tough times. Trust me, I'm here with you. Today is a celebration, yes, but it is a muted celebration. I wish we could be celebrating in better circumstances. But alas, this is my 100th episode. And of course, if you're a good listener of the show, you know that you had no homework today. This is a fun one. I just want you to listen. That was a trick. I scared you, didn't I? Anyway, before we get into all the fun that today is hopefully going to be, and hopefully it's a respite from all the terrible, terrible things that are happening, gotta do my own homework. And you know what that is? I gotta remind you to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, whether that be Apple Podcasts, whether that be Stitcher, whether that be Google Play or Spotify. Why don't you give us a 5-star rating? Why don't you write us a review? And of course, the best way you can help High School Slumber Party out, even on its 100th episode, is by telling a friend about all the wonderful things here that we do on High School Slumber Party. I love being here. I love talking to your slumberers, and episode 100 is no different. It's even better talking to you guys today. A lot of us have been stuck home under quarantine, a lot of us are feeling ill, and a lot of us are working really hard, especially those in the medical field or those who are supporting people who are supporting those who need us the most right now. This coronavirus thing is terrible, it continues, but I'm pressing on, and right before all this really happened, all this quarantine happened, all the big emergency situation happened. Yeah, there was talk of coronavirus, but we didn't know how bad it would get. Right before it, for my 100th episode, I decided to go out with some of my closest friends. We went to a brewery, Yonkers Brewery in Yonkers, New York. They were amazing hosting us. And we went for a brunch, if you will. Hosted a little bit of event. Anyone was welcome, so we got a nice little crowd there. But some of my closest, again, podcast friends were there as well. And we really did a dual show. I opened up the morning. It was actually the morning right after daylight savings. So people were pretty, pretty sleepy. So you'll get a lot of jokes regarding that. That's now that you're in the know, now that you're on the highest level of the slumberer club, if you will. But I did the first show. My good friend, my co-host on P.S. I Love Hoffman, P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, Kyle Reinfried, hosted his show, Foodie Films, right after. So you hear from him as well. You hear from a lot of guests who you've heard from over the years at High School Slumber Party, over the 100 episodes. It was such an awesome time. I can't thank the people enough who were my guests. Like, it was so cool. You hear from some new people as well, so it's going to be really fun. I can promise you that. You definitely want to listen to this episode. It's a live recording of everything that went on that day. Again, I think you're really, really going to like it. Whoa, whoa, whoa! The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you. Even if you're being homeschooled temporarily, and even if this is the 100th episode, and even if this is just all for fun, remember that I dismiss you guys. Good. Now that that's settled, just want to remind you guys, you can follow me on Facebook, you can follow me, and by me I mean the podcast, you can follow the podcast on Twitter, on Instagram. Love that feedback, love that class participation. It's so important. It's such a big part of how I've been able to, and we've all been able to, including all my guests, get to this 100 episodes. So pack your favorite jammies, tell your mother you're sleeping, I guess not, tell your mother you're heading over to the brewery, because we're about to get our party on. Class dismissed.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hello, friends.
If you
and
could
only
keep
friends.
The talking to a minimum, because we're going to get this show going.
Yes.
You could still do it, but at a lower volume.
No, they're fine. They're talking level.
I'm kidding. Yeah, we're recording, Joey.
That's the Podfather.
Well, thank you, everyone, for showing up and waking up. You are the few, the proud, the Marines, and
everyone else is dead to us.
Yeah.
We brought you here on a Sunday morning that is daylight savings.
The true
to
death
a brewery. Slash. You are loyal fans or have drinking problems.
I love it. Well, thanks so much. So this is the format today, just FYI. My show's going to go first. I volunteered to warm up the big crowd here. Kyle's got to get a little of his jelly beans out of his system. And once he's on
Never.
There.
Never. I always, like the youngest brother from Three Ninjas, I always have jelly beans on me.
What is that, Tom Tom? Is that his name? Tom
yeah,
Tom?
Tom?
Something
Tom.
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for being here. And this is my 100th episode, guys.
Yeah.
That's why
Happy
I'm here. I'm celebrating number 100.
Almost nearing the end of your sophomore year of your podcast, right?
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, it's exciting times. And, you know, big milestones here. And Kyle, you know, is one of my oldest friends. He's like a brother to me.
I am older than you by two. Oh. You meant the length of time.
Yes.
Not my age.
Why am I trying
to be funny on purpose?
Thank you. So, Kyle, again, your show's next, so we'll have you back. There was something else I was going to talk to you about. I can't remember.
You're probably going to wait until my girlfriend is here to
maybe
embarrass me even more.
The fact that she's not here means stuff is not off limits anymore, right? No. But thank you, Kyle. We'll see you in a bit. And okay. If I remember what I had to talk about, we'll get you in here, okay?
Wonderful.
Thank you. Clap for Kyle, please. So we begin every high school slumber party the same way. Mike Rivera, good friend, who's the best man at my wedding. He's like a brother to me. Come up here, please. Mike's known me since high school. Well, since before high school. Grab a microphone. Have a seat. He's a good-looking guy, right? Are you a good-looking guy?
Thank you.
He's okay. He's a daddy, so congratulations on the birth of your child a year ago.
Thank you.
So you know how we kick off every high school slumber party, right? Do you have the line? I texted it to you.
You did. I should probably get my phone.
Get your phone out.
You can cut this, right? Pressure's on.
You can do it. I believe in you. Don't screw it up.
All right.
We only have one chance to do this.
High school...
Go.
High School Slumber Party is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
That's good enough. Thank you. Every episode he does it live. He
Every
comes to my
damn
apartment, he
time.
Gives up on his
it's
child.
Exhausting.
Well, thank you, Mike. Well, I guess since you're here, we might as well ask, you know, any high school memories? You've been on my show for what episodes?
The Outsiders.
Yes, McFarlane USA.
McFarlane.
Oh, and what's the one? It's like, who's the bitch now?
The New Guy.
The New Guy, yes.
Yeah. All-time favorite.
Very good movies. Yeah. What is your favorite high school movie, though?
Putting me on the spot.
Quite literally. You can say any one you want. Any single one. Any movie that you like.
I don't know. That's
is there a flavor of ice cream you like? We could talk about that.
Sure, Black Raspberry.
I infringed on Kyle's show.
Yep.
Well, Mike.
Next hour.
Thanks so much for your help. Really appreciate
it. All right. Get in the boot.
You're getting the hook.
Woo!
He wasn't my real official first guest today, because my official first guest has to be contractually obligated, the godfather himself, Joey Lewandowski. Why don't you get up here? Joey is the co-founder of the Cage Club Podcast Network. He's got the worst applause so far, but that's okay. Joey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
One third of the people who came, I appreciate it. So, Joey, we have a long history of podcasting, don't we? I mean,
sure.
When did you start the network?
2015.
And when did we meet for the first time?
Rocky?
Wait, that was in Yonkers, right?
Yeah.
I think Kyle was there, too. Kyle is here. And
somebody else was there, too, but I don't remember.
Well, we won't say his name, Mike Manzi. But Kyle was there, too, correct?
And Kyle was there.
Do you remember? Oh, my God. Do you remember this? Kyle got called up to the stage. And there
How
was
could I forget?
Kyle's a films guy. He loves films. And he volunteered to do this contest to win some kind of Mondo prize, right, at Alamo. And it was, you have to name Sylvester Stallone films. And, you know, Kyle's an expert on Sylvester Stallone films. Yeah, well, you proved you weren't, but normally he would be. And he got up there, and what did you get, one? Two.
Was it head-to-head? Was it head-to-head head
and
or was
Oscar.
It three people? How many people were up there?
It was head-to-head. A one-on-one duel.
Got two? And there's five Rambos.
You couldn't name Rockies or Rambos. So, like...
Grudge yes. match. Cobra.
Copland. But no, Kyle. I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself right now. I remembered what I had to say to you. Get up here, Joey.
All right, bye.
No. You're still here. You're going to verse him.
No.
Yes. I'm putting you on the spot. Wow. Some friends, huh?
Okay.
Woo. So how this game works is, at least that's how it was played at Alamo, it's like a duel, right? You name a movie, you name a movie, you name a movie, you name a movie. If I say... films that star Anne Hathaway.
Oh, we're not doing it. It's
not. It's not Sylvester Stallone. Okay. Films that star Anne Hathaway.
The Intern.
Okay.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
The Princess Diaries. The Devil Wears
and Kyle Prada. Would be out. Kyle would have lost. And Joey had like 10 more movies. But the point is, that's how you play. We're going to do
Havoc,
High School.
Starring Channing Tatum.
So we're going to do a high raps. School version. Is that cool?
Yeah, okay.
Just high school movies?
Yeah.
No, not all high school movies. Maybe. Who knows?
This is why you were in high school on the improv team and I was just the bouncer.
You are.
Because I am not good, you know.
We could talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyle. You can go first because I just let Joey go first.
Wonderful.
Movies directed by John Hughes. Doesn't have to be high school films.
Oh, but...
Or written.
What?
Or written. I want to bring...
Or what?
Written or directed by John Hughes.
Okay. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Pretty in Pink.
Home Alone.
16 Candles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
The Breakfast Club.
Weird Science.
Uncle Buck?
Yes. Ooh, good one.
High School.
Slumber Party.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, Kyle. You lost.
Yeah.
Next round.
Okay.
We're doing best out of three. Movies I have yet to cover on this podcast.
Oh, easy.
Joey, you go first.
Joey's going to know. I'm sorry. He listens to every episode.
Yeah, I listen to every episode of everything.
Okay, so start.
Clueless.
I don't know. I don't know.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, okay.
High School Musical. High School Musical 2.
Oh, I know the original Hairspray because I'm going to be on that.
All right. I'll try to give you a softball, Kyle, because I feel bad now. You're making
feel
me feel bad.
I reap what I sow.
Because you're the foodie.
I want two rounds, though, right?
You're the foodie. Yes.
Three, technically.
You're the foodie films man, right? Types of sandwiches.
Okay.
Any sandwich you want to name.
This is okay, bologna sandwich.
Okay.
Dagwood.
Ham sandwich.
Turkey sandwich.
Grilled cheese.
Remember, you can't repeat. You can't repeat.
Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, roast beef sandwich.
It must be a sandwich. You can't be like cement sandwich or, you know.
Corned beef sandwich.
Okay.
Are po' boys one thing or am I going to also go into a subcategory?
No, po' boys are one thing.
Po' boy sandwich. Hey, pastrami sandwich. My lovely girlfriend's here. Hi, Danielle.
Oh, man.
Everyone wave.
Anyway. Okay, keep going.
Reuben. You remember Reuben?
Happy Waitress.
Is that a sandwich?
Yeah.
Italian combo.
Patty melt.
Just give up, Joey.
Fiori's roast beef and mutts.
You can't name specific places.
Yeah, you can't name specific places.
You're out.
You're out. You're lost.
Okay. I lost.
Thank you.
You take over Foodie Films.
Thank
Joey.
You.
It's we're racing for pink.
This is it's the Santa Claus.
We're racing for pink.
If you
podcasts.
Yes. Is there a category you would like to pick?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
So I went 5-0.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Reinfried.
Woo!
Thank you for playing. If I remember anything else about your life, I'll call you up. So Joey, you know, thanks so much for coming on.
Of course.
Favorite high school slumber party moments in this first 100 episodes? Favorite high school films?
Oh, I have notes.
Oh, good.
I did my homework.
He did his homework.
My favorite moment in the first 100 episodes was our 3-episode Tokyo Drift crossover.
That was fun. Joe 2 is here. He was on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Manzi is not here. He was on it as well, but it's okay. That was really fun.
Yeah.
That was a movie where I hadn't seen it in a while. And obviously you guys on the Too Fast, Too Forever have reignited my Fast and Furious pleasures, if you will.
Yeah.
But that one is probably the most unique one in the series, you'd have to say.
It's up there.
It wasn't even like 3 episodes, 3 hours. It was like, at least every episode was like an hour and a half.
It was like 5 hours probably for the 3 episodes.
5 hours on Tokyo Drift.
And that was only one lap.
Who could blame us? That was fun. So I guess least favorite moment?
Least favorite moment? And I don't have that
I'm
question.
Kidding.
I love every moment of your show.
I decided to kind of make you like the Andy Richter for me today.
Sure.
Just to add some color. So if you don't mind sitting in that chair and staying in that chair.
Am I done already?
No. I'm just letting you know. Just get comfortable. What else do you want to talk about, man?
I have a whole list of things.
Okay.
You're my boss. I loved our New Year's Eve episode.
That was fun.
As we were scrambling to figure out what to talk about. As the decade rolled
to a close.
The
end of the decade episode. Yeah. That was a good one.
High School Slumber Party covers the decades. I loved your episode with Alexandra Schroeder. Where is she, by the way?
Brooklyn, I'm assuming.
She was on the Dear Fan episode, right?
Yeah, Dear Fan.
And that one, and what was the schlocky grindhousey movie that you did?
Summer School Teachers.
Because that one, I think, was the one where you did the like 1970s magazine quiz for
ladies.
Oh,
we did. Yeah, we did quizzes from like Cosmo and about your sex life. That was fun. You want to do one of those?
No.
Okay.
I also loved our field trip to go see Anna and the Apocalypse.
We did do that. That was fun with Mike Manzi.
And the sigh of relief that I had when they were, in fact, in high school.
That would have been great.
And most recently, I love your Twilight series. You're kicking off with Kate Hudson.
Yes. 2020, the year of Twilight. We've had a lot of fun on that.
Twilight Forever?
The last episode got a little bit crazy. We're probably going to reel it in next time, but I don't know if you were able to hear that one.
You're both like, I drank a whole glass of wine. Things are weird.
They did get weird. But why wouldn't they for Twilight New Moon?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Twilight New Moon? Well,
didn't
I only
do that
saw
part
it once.
Of homework.
Who here's a Twilight fan in the audience? Really? That
wow,
many?
Wow, that's
that
a
many.
Lot.
Yeah. Mike Rivera, get up here again. Get up here again. You don't need to speak, but you could just show your face. Is he a Jacob from Twilight, yes or no?
I thought you were going to have him take his shirt off. I thought that's what was going.
Take your shirt off. No. Take your shirt off. Let's see. No.
Are the abs real or are they painted on?
That is my wife in the audience who said that you could see Mike in every hot character there is. But I think I would say from like 1993 to 2004, that's your aesthetic. Angsty. Angsty, Timothy Olyphant-y, you know, like... He is the man.
He's kind of got a Duchovny vibe, too.
I could see a Duchovny vibe. Very good audio to describe a man. Well, Rob Lowe vibes a little bit, you know. Chad Lowe.
That's not a bad thing.
Joe, you have actually, we call you the podfather, the godfather, but you've actually been my godfather on this podcast, because I feel like you've bailed me out so many times. Late submissions, guests, you know, who canceled and I had to bring you on. So it's been a pleasure having you because, you know, like a good godfather, you've been my security blanket. All I had to do is call you godfather, kiss your hand. So what favor do I owe you is, I guess, what I'm asking.
Oh, boy. I don't think you owe me anything.
I can't deny a favor on the day of my 100th episode.
Oh. Oh. So you're the godfather. Oh, boy.
Yes, I've switched things around. I see that now.
What favor?
Well, you'll be on stage all day, so think
Here's
about it.
Here's a favor. I want you to plug Too Fast, Too Forever in every episode for the next 100.
Oh, my God. I could. I mean, I guess I
I don't think we have a lot of crossover in our fan base.
We do for Tokyo Drift.
That's true. But, like, Shawnee doesn't listen to our podcast.
No.
Hi, Shawnee.
Our demographics are very different if you look at them. Yours are a lot...
But they shouldn't be.
Yours are a lot bigger, obviously, but...
Because Joe has two interests in this world, and it's Fast and Furious movies and, like, Lifetime.
That's true. That's true. But, like, I feel like my fan base is mostly women.
Not dudes in Australia?
Yeah. Anything else, Joey, that you want to get off your chest?
Clueless already. Why are you waiting on Clueless?
Because, you know, you got to save some bullets in the chamber.
Do Clueless and do Fast Times. Do Heckerling.
Yeah, they're going to come up. They're going to come up. Don't worry. I got some. Are you ready to bring on our next guest, though?
I was born ready. You want me to stay here or you want to move over? Where do you want me to be?
No, you can be there. Okay. He's emerging from the bathroom, but don't sit down. Mr. Christian Larson, get up here. Christian Larson.
Hello. Hi.
So good to have you on. You made the long trek from Brooklyn.
I did. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
You know, thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
Now, you've only been on one episode, but we've talked plenty high school films.
Absolutely.
You were on the one Crazy Summer episode.
Yes.
So, you know, wanted to bring you on here because, well, one, I knew you'd show up, and I appreciate that.
You knew I'd show up. That was the criteria.
But it's my 100th episode. You just had a birthday. I feel like we're kin right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always felt we were kindred spirits, podcasting or otherwise.
No one has a better VHS collection than you.
It's true.
No one has a better, maybe, knowledge of, like, a certain kind of film than you.
Well.
Let's first talk about it. Like, what are some of your favorite high school films?
Oh, geez. As far as films go, I would say Fast Times at Ridgemont High is one of my favorites.
Who's a fan of Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Growing up in the 80s, when I was a little kid, it kind of represented what high school was supposed to be.
A place where Nicolas Cage says one thing.
Although, I have to say, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, my friends always told me there were boobs in it. So...
Spoiler, there are.
Yeah, there are. So, when I was a kid, I was maybe
like... You got the
memo
about keeping this PG, right?
11,
keep it PG,
12 years old. My uncle had rented Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And I popped it in, and I fast-forwarded until I saw boobs. And... The iconic moment where...
That's the word of the day.
Iconic.
Phoebe Cates, I believe, emerges from the pool.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold is masturbating in his pirate outfit.
PG. Parental guidance.
Yeah. That happens later in the film. What happens earlier in the film is that a young girl has awkward sex...
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
...in the dugout of a baseball field.
In the movie, playing a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Or a 15-year-old girl.
This got weird.
And
it's been weird.
But I was told, watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you're going to see boobs. And I did see boobs, but the first boobs I saw were in that very awkward...
You should let people know that you grew up before the internet.
I did. So the only way to see boobs
before
was
Snapchat.
To get a VHS tape that your uncle had rented. Anyway,
before
the fact
forward
of the
to
matter
Gmail.
Is, the first boobs I saw on video.
How many times did you say that word?
That were very hyped up was actually the most realistic depiction of teenage, like awkward teenage sex.
That is accurate.
And I was not ready for that when I was like 12 years old.
Maybe that's why there's a PG-13 rating.
Did it have a PG-13?
Probably not at the time, honestly.
I don't know. But anyway, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Aside from the fact that it kind of had that traumatic effect on me, was like one of those movies where, you know, the 80s version of high school, I was a kid in the 80s. So like that was this aspirational thing for me.
Yeah, and you mentioned high school, and I feel like we went to high school in different eras. They weren't that far apart, but I feel like so much changed. Tell me about what it was like for you in high school, and any interesting stories there?
Well, I wanted to talk about, because you and Kyle were best friends in high school, no?
In high school, yes.
We've
since grown apart.
But it made me think, coming here today, the fact that you guys are doing sort of this tag team podcast made me think about my best friend in high school. His name was Adam Kamam.
Adam Kamam, are you in the audience?
He's not.
He is not in the audience.
He's currently in Kuwait, I believe.
In Kuwait?
Yeah.
Serving or living?
Serving.
Okay.
He was...
Salute to our troops. We got the American flag
above
us.
He was an absolute maniac. And the only reason we were friends is because we were into the same stuff.
Being a maniac?
Being weird. He was the butthead to my Beavis. He was the Kyle to my Brian. He was the brains behind the whole organization.
Wow. Controversial opinion. But, continue.
But he would always come up with these crazy schemes, and I would go along with them. Like, the day we had senior pictures, we came to school in suits. And he wanted to walk around the school playing Little Green Bag from the Reservoir Dogs theme soundtrack as we walked around the school wearing suits. And we did. He also, there was a hill in the front lawn of our high school, and we had a tricycle. We found a tricycle in an alleyway, and we rode that tricycle down the hill on our lunch break over and over again.
In the suits?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We just got into so much crazy stuff. Teachers actually called our parents to tell them to separate us.
Oh, wow.
But one of the things about us is that we were part of the sort of in-betweeners. We weren't...
Socially.
Socially. We weren't the hopeless nerds, and we weren't the cool kids. And easy way to be part of the in-betweeners was being in either theater or band. Kyle was in the band.
Yes,
right?
Kyle was in the band.
And
He was drum major, Kyle.
But, being in theater or the band was an easy way for someone who was kind of a dork to have, a built-in social scene to save you from being a hopeless, pathetic loser. Yeah. I chose theater, and being in theater was a way to have friends, to be seen, to do something semi-cool and not be a completely pathetic loser. That was for the stage crew.
Wow.
But my best friend, Adam Kamam, he told me, we need to be in a musical because there are 80% of the people in a musical are girls.
That is true.
And if you're a straight guy in a high school musical, you're going to get laid.
You were looking for your own Fast Times moment.
Exactly. Well, not a dugout moment, but...
Don't need to get specific.
What is life but a series of dugout moments?
But so my
Very
best
Billy
friend
Dean
and
of you.
I, we tried out for Pippin. And Pippin. Which is, and I know this is a 90s thing to call things gay in a derogatory way, but Pippin is the gayest musical that has ever gayed. And we got cast in Pippin, me and my best friend, just trying to get laid. The Beavis and Butthead of our school. This is like a Beavis and Butthead plotline.
Brian, I hope you're enjoying your first and final podcast.
Don't cancel me.
Anyway, we got cast as chorus member 3 and 4. And we had to wear tunics and tights. And we're in the third back row doing the step ball change. Do you know what a step ball change is?
I do not.
Does anybody know what a step ball change is?
Rachel does.
Joey, do you know?
It's a dance maneuver. I know that.
It is. It's the dance maneuver you teach to a high school kid who has no interest in dancing, who wants
Show
to
us.
Be in a musical. No. It's a... no.
That's okay.
Or a box step. A box step is the other one, and that's basically stepping in a box walking forward, right, back, left. If you swing your arms enough, it looks like you're dancing. And if you're a High School Musical choreographer who's dealing with a bunch of idiot kids, that's what you tell them to do. So I'm doing this in a tunic and tights, doing my box step night after night and thinking to myself,
wait, how long is this play running?
2 weekends. And I was like, this is not worth it. I'll
you
wait
quit?
A few years to get laid. Like,
you quit?
We did.
And
we
did
quit,
you wait a few years?
And here
years?
We are 25 years later, yeah. And he's still waiting.
This is a married man.
And the only reason she married me is because I could do a box step. But no, being in a musical was just as traumatic as having sex in the dugout. If not
Christian
more
Larson,
so.
Christian Larson, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Yeah.
We're keeping him up here because you kind of started telling me a story before this as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Larson here was the first one to arrive. Very proud of that accomplishment he is. Now, we were just riffing before this, and he started to tell me about his prom, and I was like, no. Save it for the podcast. So you got to tell this story to our 1,000 people here.
Oh, I know
here.
This story.
Oh, yeah. So when I was in high school, it was the late 90s, an ancient, hallowed time.
The last millennium.
Yes. And Comedy Central was first becoming a thing. And The Daily Show was a new thing. Long before Trevor Noah, long before Jon Stewart, it was a guy named Craig Kilborn who hosted The Daily Show. And it was done in a small studio in New York, and it was very easy to get tickets. So I was in high school. You could go see The Daily Show like once a week if you wanted to, because nobody knew what The Daily Show was. So my high school prom rolled around. My on-again, off-again girlfriend, we were off again. So a friend of mine was on her way to go see a live taping of The Daily Show.
Is this the same girlfriend from The Dugout?
I am so lost at this point.
Continue.
And
that's a metaphor.
Just like baseball.
So a friend of mine was going to see a taping of The Daily Show, and she was like, why don't you ask a reporter from The Daily Show to go to prom with you? And I was like, haha, hilarious. I wrote a little note. I said, hey, would you go to the prom with me? I gave it to my friend. She passed it to a woman who worked for The Daily Show named Liz Winstead, who co-created The Daily Show. She's now a stand-up comedian, an activist, whatever. A few days later, I got a phone call from a producer at The Daily Show. They sent a film crew to my house. Craig Kilborn, Liz Winstead, the whole Daily Show crew came to my prom.
Wow.
They filmed the whole thing.
That's incredible.
Because Liz Winstead from The Daily Show had been stood up for her prom in 1979.
Oh, my God.
The year I was born. And so they filmed the whole thing.
That's what the Smashing Pumpkins song is about.
It is. They filmed the whole thing. It was my 15 minutes of fame. It's not on the internet anymore, so don't bother looking it up.
Oh, man. You can't get a tape? You can't write Comedy Central?
I have it on VHS.
Oh, of course you do.
It was a big deal. My school was so excited to be on TV, but there were scenes where my date would go into the bathroom and drink whiskey out of a flask. And there were other girls in my high school class around her while they filmed this. And that was a very big deal because it showed that maybe people drank booze secretly at a prom.
So you were like the Lucy and Desi sharing a bed of the 90s.
Yes, we exposed the dark, dirty secret that maybe people drank booze at a prom.
Yeah, you're a groundbreaker.
Did you drink booze at prom? I didn't. I was so straight edge in high school. I remember my friend, I'll call him Sky and Bully. He was another one of my very good friends. He smoked cigarettes. He smoked the marijuana.
Uh-oh.
He had the occasional alcoholic beverage.
Yikes.
And I would always be the guy who was like, I've seen the episodes of TV shows where, you know, nothing like Carlton. Remember what happened to Carlton?
He couldn't go to Princeton because of it.
No.
Fresh Prince.
Where Tom Hanks played the alcoholic uncle to Michael J. Fox on Family Ties.
Oh, classic.
But I was always classic. The lecturing douchebag who ruined everyone's fun in high school. And now I'm a goddamn degenerate.
That's not true. That's
no,
not
you're
true.
A reformed degenerate.
Yeah,
You're back on the way up.
I had my...
It's like a 25-year low period, but you're on the way back up.
I had 25-year low period.
I just had a blast at your apartment.
Yeah.
You know, for your birthday party. So Christian here will host VHS nights. He has, again, how many VHSs do you own?
I own...
seven
I
or eight at least.
The last count was 428 VHS tapes.
You got to get rid of eight, baby.
And it seriously feels like a museum when you go in there and you see all these movies from like
look
the
at Nicole's
end of VHS
face.
Era.
She's right. Astonished.
You're invited, Nicole.
And she thought that Brian had a lot of useless stuff in his apartment.
I'm telling you, my wife is always asking, where's Brian's wife? Because we love Brian.
And why is his wedding ring off every time he shows up to this party?
His wife is almost certainly as delightful, if not more so, than Brian.
More so.
Yeah.
I don't want to overshadow myself.
So.
Oh, no, but I was going to say.
Yes,
like, this
sorry.
Party, again, we always watch great movies, but this wasn't so much of a movie one. You introduced me to Hider in the House, which is
Hider in the House,
one of my favorite
great
films.
Movie.
Who's
Gary
seen
Busey.
Hider in the House? Woo! No. Okay.
Gary
Larson
Busey.
Introduced me to Hider in the House as well.
But the party ended with, you've seen Hider in the House? So a lady in the audience, your name? A beautiful lady in the audience. She asked you the question, where do you put all your VHS tapes?
We have bought a lot of shelving units.
Didn't
Unfortunately,
you?
A lot of shelving units aren't built for VHS tapes.
Really?
Didn't a certain Joe Guastella help you build one, custom build one?
My stepfather and I got together and built a shelf, a custom shelf for VHS tapes. It was, actually. Was he being a sarcastic douche about that?
No.
Felt like it.
Yeah, no. It was.
Yes, he was. He was being a douche about it.
No. But actually, I feel like Kyle would appreciate this. Like, there's no better bonding thing than to build something with somebody else.
I agree.
Like Jesus or like Kyle and Brian.
Yes.
Who have built... A pair of wonderful podcasts.
And one together. We're both bearded. We built a beard together?
Yes.
That has nothing to do
but
with
anyway,
what's going
that's...
on.
Yeah, my wife and I are moving soon to a place in the Hudson Valley, and we're planning on building shelving to make an entire wall of VHS. So
just like the Instagram account, Wall of VHS.
That's awesome.
Or is that not a real thing?
No, it is a real thing. I don't know why you would plug some random person's Instagram in the middle of my conversation.
I lost
the
narrative of this conversation like a minute ago.
Well,
no. Reel it back in somehow.
The audience asked the question, Joey, and he was politely answering. And it was interesting. No, but it's great. And again, your movie nights are awesome.
Yeah.
But this particular night, anytime we go there, Josie and the Pussycats is always second place.
Yes.
And it'll start. But you always secretly shut it off, and I don't know why.
Well, no. We shut it off because normally when I have people over to watch a VHS tape, I pick five from the wall, and I pitch all
Danielle,
five.
Danielle, this is the wall with the shelves.
I let the crowd vote on which one they want to watch. And that night they voted on Batman and Robin from 1997. Crazy, over-the-top, insane, all-star, Clooney as Batman, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy, just balls-to-the-wall craziness.
Film. Sexy.
Sexy. Very sexy. And I grabbed it off the wall, and I was very drunk, and I lost it. So I put in Josie and the Pussycats, and we watched, like, the first 5 minutes. And it was great, but it's not as action-packed. So I popped it out, and I
secretly, without asking.
I'm sorry, Brian.
It's your home.
Anyway.
You are the curator of your own life.
I am indeed. This is such a weird morning. Can I just say?
Well, okay, so I bring it up because I don't remember what happened. It's not because I got so drunk. It was just, I just remember being on your couch and two magicians are trying to one-up each other in front of me.
That's the kind of party I have.
It was amazing. And it was like, you know, you ever watch those YouTube videos of like people doing magic and people freaking out? I was that guy. He's like, oh, how'd you get that card? Like, it was just amazing. So like,
he's
you know,
Aziz in that one special.
Thank you for
canceled.
Thank you for bringing the magic back to my life. I guess that's why that long-winded
wow.
story.
Yeah,
I've been we've
oh!
we've been together a while. PG audience, please. Anyway,
can I just say your wife is fantastic?
That's why she's never gonna be on the podcast.
God, this has been one of the most bizarre mornings of my entire life, and I thank you for that.
Well, I thank you again for bringing the magic back into my life, for coming on here, telling some awesome stories. Anything else you want to say on our 100th anniversary? 100th anniversary? 100th episode?
Yes.
This podcast.
I remember back in 1920 when this podcast network first started. On the wireless.
When we moved to gramophone, it was hot.
Anyway,
I
no.
do want to give Larson credit, though. He produced my first podcast.
Sports for Starters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to say, in all seriousness, like the fact that this podcast network has brought so many weird, brilliant, and creative people together is such a cool thing, and the fact that even a portion of those people are here today to hang out together is so great. And thank you to Joey, of course, but Joey gets enough praise, so fuck him. but yeah, give it up for Joey.
A lot of slow claps.
But really, like the community that this started is such a wonderful thing, and it makes me happy, and I'm so lucky and glad to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. One more question.
Oh, Jesus.
And no, Joey, maybe
you gotta know when to take your outs, man.
No, maybe you can answer this. When are we getting Monkey Club back?
Oh, good question.
If you guys aren't familiar, one of the first shows on our Cage Club podcast network was co-hosted by this man, Christian.
It wasn't one of the first. It was like the seventh or eighth.
No.
First, right?
It debuted. It was the second wave. Was Keanu Club, Zack Attack, Does This Girl Look Like She Eats Sushi in the Valley, and Monkey Club.
And Monkey Club was a show, like Cage Club is a show about Nicolas Cage movies.
Yeah.
Monkey Club was a show about monkey movies. And this show is legendary. We've wanted to come back.
I don't know about legendary.
Well, apparently, you know.
Well,
things were aborted prematurely.
All right. So I get asked about Monkey Club a lot.
By Brian exclusively.
So, yeah, it was movies about monkeys.
Oh,
we did.
To be fair, orangutans count.
Brian, can we do a game? Can we go back and forth and try to name all the Monkey Club movies?
Okay, let's do it. Monkey Club are all monkey movies.
No, the 10 Monkey Club movies.
All right, go for it. Joe, you first.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
Congo.
King Kong.
Ed.
Planet of the Apes.
You were the host of this show.
I was the host of this show.
Shakma.
Okay, great. You win.
Did you?
No, they never got to it.
So this is the, everyone wants this Dunstan Checks In episode. When I talk to people about it, and again, yes, I know an orangutan's not technically a monkey. Thank you, Lauren. It is an ape, but it's not Ape Club.
So we recorded 10 episodes of Monkey Club, and the 11th was with me, Chris Podcast, and Kara Gail O'Regan, who just recently finished up a lap on Too Fast, Too Forever.
Wishful thinking.
And we recorded an episode on a Canon Films, who's famous for Chuck Norris movies,
Breakin',
the Death Wish films. They did a monkey movie with Dom DeLuise.
Oh,
That's her last
name.
Whoa,
big Dom DeLuise crowd tonight.
Yeah.
We got to talk later.
Distantly.
And the night that we recorded, I was recording on a Windows laptop that had been left to me by my grandfather in his will in like 2006.
You're from
It was filled with like shareware bingo games and just really crappy. And I was doing a three-way Skype call and Chris Podcast was drunk. He was so drunk. And our call went in and out, but there are fragments of that episode on a hard drive somewhere, and God willing, I will put them together someday.
Please, we all need it.
And they will be episode 11 of Monkey Club.
Well, thank you for your service to all of us. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Christian Larson, everyone. The great storyteller. The great VHS collector.
When I'm not being interrupted by idiots. I'm kidding. I love you all.
It's funny, I feel like whenever I call someone up here, they've just come from the bathroom. Washing their hands. We promise not to make jokes about this disease. But so, our next guest is your partner in crime on Too Fast, Too Forever. He came all the way from the Nutmeg State to be here today. His name is Joe Two. Please come to the stage, and can we get a round of applause, or at least two claps is fine.
I don't think I have that many stories.
Jose Dos, bienvenidos. Welcome to the stage. You know, you've been on a couple times now on High School Slumber Party, and always appreciate you having you on. You have a very interesting, for those of you not aware, in this man's area of expertise, besides the great things you do in medicine and health and science.
Thanks.
Besides all that, the area of expertise that best fascinates me is your encyclopedic knowledge of Lifetime movies.
Yeah, I like garbage movies a lot. Actually, our most recent guests on Too Fast, Too Forever, they called them their trash pocket.
Trash pocket movies.
I kind of like that term better. I'm going to start adopting trash pocket.
Which they said it's not a guilty pleasure because they don't feel guilty about it, but they know that it's admittedly trash.
Yeah, so you just put it in your trash pocket and that's what you get.
I mean, like, you know when someone tells you they're an expert in something and you're like, oh, they might be just saying it to be hilarious at a party or that they love something.
No,
like,
I fucking love Lifetime movies.
No, you are such an expert. We have such a list that we need to cover and we got to get on that.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything recently on Lifetime that might qualify?
I turned it on yesterday. We were doing the Mother special. So it was like Wrong Mother, Bad Mother.
I'm glad that they're honoring International Women's Day in such a respectful way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I have a really good movie recommendation for
okay.
you.
Okay, movie recommendation, let's do it.
I actually chose this movie for our film club that we run, and recently I watched a movie, well, in the past year. It's called Acrimony. Have you seen it?
I have not seen or heard of this film.
It's a Tyler Perry joint.
Tyler Perry film. Okay.
It's a Tyler Perry Lifetime movie.
You should have
seen. Oh, it's a Lifetime movie?
No, it's not.
It's in the same family, you'd say.
It's very related.
You should have seen the brouhaha which this created.
Why? Yeah. Like film snobs being like, that's not.
No.
Or the opposite, like that it's awesome? Like
no.
So what was the brouhaha? Tell me. These guys have chemistry or what?
Joey brought it up. I'm not saying it. He's going to.
Things devolved in a way that only a message board on the internet can devolve about a Tyler Perry movie.
When you're anonymous, you can say a lot of shit about Tyler Perry movies.
So this is a high school film?
It's not. It's absolutely
you're
not.
You're just recommending a film.
I'm just recommending a good film for you.
Acrimony.
Yeah. Shot in Pittsburgh, all CGI.
It was part of our. Oh, this ties into high school. It was part of our obsessive love month for the month of February. And I picked
true.
Durfan.
Oh, how did they enjoy that one?
People liked it. It was not very popular because people don't tend to go for movies that they haven't heard of. And then people complain that we pick obvious movies. It's like, pick a lane, guys. But they did not flock to it. But people who watched it really liked it.
We get a lot of hate. We try to select three different, very different. Like, I always pick a trash pocket movie, a Lifetime movie, something like that relates to a theme. Joey always picks, like, a good movie. We have a friend that picks, like, international movies, French films. Everybody seems to hate it.
Yeah, you can't, like, go on there and pick, like, Avengers or something. Like, that would be...
We do... I mean, I've done, like, Ninja Turtles and stuff, too.
But Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Ernie Reyes month did not go over well.
You had Ernie Reyes month?
Yes.
People did not understand why we were doing it. And
did you do Surf Ninjas?
Yes.
Nice.
We did covered Last that. Dragon.
Oh, nice.
Ernie we Reyes did like the four big Ernie Reyes.
I told you right that Ernie Reyes Jr. was like liking my stuff when I did Surf Ninjas. It was awesome.
No.
Legend.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on Instagram? Just
on Instagram. I was like, this is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, we got a New York Guardians hat in the house. That's respect.
Yeah, this is my cousin Pumpkin. We're season ticket holders of the Guardians.
Man, oh man.
Together. The late arriving Pumpkin, but that's okay. I forgive you. I don't.
They lost an hour. They're here on time.
That's true. That's true, technically. I know you've said this on the podcast, Joe, but you have one of the most unique high school experiences for someone relatively the same age as me.
Oh, do you want a different high school story?
If you have one, great. But I was going to say first, the fact that like people hit you in high school is like...
Yeah, you were allowed to hit kids in my school.
Yes,
yeah.
In his school...
Catholic school.
You were
this
allowed
isn't
to hit
like
kids.
I'm not very old. This is in the 2000s. They were hitting
not
children.
Larson up here.
Yeah.
Old joke. Anyway. Yeah. So you said you have a unique high school story then?
Yeah, I went to an all-boys Catholic high school. So they had a lot of leeway to do weird things that other schools couldn't get away with. I told you guys a story about, you know, them hitting kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons why I would have hit kids in the school was we had this Latin teacher. Actually, his name was Lewandowski.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
How has this never come up before?
Stanley Lewandowski.
All right.
And he was this crazy Latin teacher that they couldn't fire. So he taught us all Latin, but we never actually did anything. We just like went to class and just fucked around, right? So my friends used to try to do like more aggressive pranks in this class to like see what they could get away with. And one day we were in biology class and we were like dissecting fish, right? Like for part of biology class. And they were like, this would make a great prop for the
oh
prank.
Oh God. I kind of know where this is going.
Every Friday we'd watch a movie in Latin class. It would usually be like
Disney's. Was the movie in Latin?
No, it was like Disney's Hercules or something like totally unrelated.
Like tangentially, Hercules was
Ben-Hur. We watched a lot of Ben-Hur.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. And my friends took the fish and they put it in the VCR before he came into class. And he kept trying to enter the VHS tape into the VCR, but it wouldn't accept. It kept spitting it back out because there's something already in
what
there.
What kind of fish was it?
Like a bass, I don't know.
A bass?
No, it was. A fish you would dissect.
The fish of the day is always a Bronzino.
It's
so it
always
was,
Bronzino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would do stuff like that, and they would just cause chaos for this poor man. And
this poor man, Mr. Lewandowski.
Mr. Lewandowski, Stanley Lou. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It was a horrifying experience. They just did a whole bunch of pranks like that.
So Joe has a 15-year track record of driving Lewandowski's crazy. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's true. It's true. By the way, there's Too Fast, Too Forever stickers available if
and
you're
Magic
interested.
Magic Mike stickers. Please take hundreds of those.
Yeah, but you guys have like, how many shows have you guys hosted together now?
Four.
So it's Too Fast, Too Forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Magic Mike's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Boyfriend Material.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What am I missing?
Zach Attack.
The gold standard.
The gold standard, yes.
And I can't believe you haven't covered High School Musical yet, because that should be like...
Well, I need a time when all you guys are available, because I want like a High School Musical month, you know? So you're saying
that we're all in this together?
Yes, we are all in this together.
Do you know that Rachel stayed up to watch that? Where's Rachel?
She's in the bathroom.
No, she's
she
over
stayed
there.
Up to watch it.
She left
you,
him?
You've obviously never heard that episode of...
Brian, do you listen to our podcasts?
I listen to Too Fast.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, all right.
I have not caught up on Zach Attack.
Well, so what we've started recommending is start Zach Attack new and work your way back. And
until
when it gets bad, just stop.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it's bad for a while.
Gotcha.
Because we didn't know what
like
it became.
Adding games and stuff
I've listened
later.
To like a select ones. I don't know why I listened to Charlie St. Cloud.
That was a good
That's
one.
A great movie.
I know you guys were like gushing over
with
that.
With Silicon Valley Girl. Yeah. And Dead Ghost Brother.
Dead Ghost Brother,
yeah. So
the other good one is The Lucky One, where it's him and Piper from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That's a good movie.
It's a good one.
It's a very good movie. Okay, so yeah. So when are we going to do High School Summer Party?
Well, the High School Musicals?
High School Musical, sorry.
I don't know. I got to see. I live my life one
high school movie at a time.
Yeah, one high school movie. Yeah. One quarter of a high school movie at a time. So anything interesting coming up on Too Fast? Or
we got a new lap. It's lap six.
Any hosts on this lap, or you just...
Well, you're coming
besides
back.
Yourself.
You're coming back.
No, I know. I don't know if you had a guest for a while. You had
well,
like
well, for
guests.
Fast 9, we're going to have Mike and Kara on because...
True, yeah.
They're going to be on every, you know,
every
upcoming
new film.
Correct.
So if you add another, like, lap person, you'll have, like, three people or four people.
Well, yeah, next lap and the lap after, we're going to have people. We're going to have, like, the same people all lap. So, yeah, we might have, like, five guests for Hobbs and Shaw 3.
Is Paul Walker... Okay, sorry. Is Brian O'Connor actually... Like, what's his status? Do we think we're going to see him again?
I hope not, but I think so.
If I see you again?
Yes.
We'll
it's been a long day without you, my friend.
Over and over again.
I don't know. His brother was on set. He might come back.
I do like that Kara thought that he died in Furious 7. We're like, how did you read that?
No, he didn't die. He just went away.
No, he lives on forever. Duh.
Yeah.
So any other high school things you want to share on my 100th episode?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any more fun high school stories.
Did Dan like Marino ever return to your high school while you were there?
Absolutely, he did.
Who's a Dolphins fan out there?
Yeah.
No one here, sorry.
A lot of Dolphins fans in the house.
I like literal
Lots of actual Dolphins fans in the crowd.
The team, but
any Ace Ventura Pet Detective fans out there?
Yeah, who's seen
Ace
Ventura?
That's also true.
So this guy, Dan Marino, was actually a real football player in the movie.
Yeah.
And he went to his high school.
Yeah, he actually used to ride to school with my uncle. They used to be in the same car, swear
That's
to God.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
awesome.
They live like down the street from each other.
I love it.
Just so a couple of yinzers.
He definitely did come to our school. He used to do like football, like high school football mornings, and they would just like close the like the lobby of the school and give him like table, and he would do like NFL Network kind of broadcasts like from the table.
Oh, wow.
For what outlet?
I don't remember. It might have been ESPN.
Was that a podcast?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a podcast. It definitely wasn't a podcast. It was something. It was for something serious. And like, no, they would just show up. There would be like movie cameras and shit. We'd be like, oh, fuck, Dan Marino's here again.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, too, thank you so much for
thank you,
driving man. From Connecticut and coming here. You know, I know you're not into beer or breweries, but I'm glad you were able to come to this one and spend some time with me.
Yeah.
And Joey, of course, on this podcast. And thank you, Rachel, for coming, too.
Thank you.
Also, tonight, as we're recording this, not as it comes out, we're doing our Too Fast, Too Forever family watch party. So if you want to
join the next one,
Too Fast, Too Furious with us tonight, streaming via Discord on mute because we can't figure out sound, ask for me and I'll give you the link.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Or join the next one.
Yes.
Because it'll be Tokyo Drift. It'll be a high school movie.
Can you sing the theme to Tokyo Drift right now?
If you want to know, wonder how they know how they do in Tokyo. Brian sang it to us.
If you mean it, then you know you have to go.
Fast and Furious, Drift, Drift.
And we didn't even talk about Suki today.
Drift, Drift.
It's a good day. We didn't even talk about Suki today.
Bend over, boy.
Oh, we didn't talk about Suki, yeah.
That's all good. Thank you so much, Joe, too. The next person I'd like to invite up is maybe the most important person in my life. No, obviously family is the most important thing.
Is she making her debut?
I, you know, this is a big accomplishment for me, this 100 episodes, but it dwarfs the accomplishment in this person's life. Cousin Pumpkin, come up here. Come up here. This is my cousin Pumpkin, everyone.
This is going to be awful.
So our big accomplishment is...
What up?
We've got Joe Horn Jr. in the house.
We recently purchased XFL season tickets together, so...
Oh, that's
it's a pretty
what you
big deal.
Talk about?
It's a lifetime commitment. No. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
No, because I was going to get excited for that. The XFL is awesome. Everybody should go.
So his name is Pumpkin. There's no second P, right?
No second P. Pumpkin.
Yes, so I bring him up for one reason.
Have you said his actual name?
His real name is Franklin, but Franklin Rodriguez, but he goes by Pumpkin. So the reason I bring him up is, Kyle, you know, Joey, I've done it to you too. I'm a big scenarios guy.
No.
I like to give people scenarios and say, if I do this, would you do that? You know,
oh,
things
do you?
Like that. Yes, I
yeah,
do.
Yeah, fucking every day.
So one day, while this man, he might have been sober, he might not have been, I'm not sure. I said... This is a high school movie. We were talking about it. Who's seen the Goofy movie here? It's an animated film. Woo, right? Powerline. I said, Cousin Pumpkin, If I paid for it, would you get any tattoo at least the size of my hand?
I don't remember agreeing to the size of your hand.
You're agreeing to it now.
Okay, sure.
I do have small hands. You know what? People with small hands become presidents, all right? Get over it. Anyway, I said, if I paid for it, would you get any tattoo from a Goofy movie on your body that I picked?
Where's the location?
I can let him pick the location. So,
just like not on my face or something. You know? I can't be rocking Goofy like on my throat.
No, maybe. But I'm announcing it now because, you know, we're recording this for the podcast. I decided to put it up to vote. I'm going to pick three things, three images from a Goofy movie. And whatever our audience votes for, man, he will have to get tattooed
right
on
now
his body.
We're voting now?
No. I'm putting it on our social media. Yes.
I thought I got to pick. The audience gets to
pick? No, the audience gets to pick.
Oh, fuck.
So right now, this is what I'm thinking. If you've seen the movie, obviously this isn't.
I hope you put one character in there that I like in that movie.
You could pick something, you know, Powerline, Max as Powerline. I like that one, right? Yeah. Yes. Okay, the Pauly Shore character. I don't remember his name. Yeah, doing the Leaning Tower of Chisa.
That's pretty dope. I'm cool with all these guys.
Or the Bigfoot from the movie.
Oh, come on. Somebody throw the Bigfoot in there. I love Bigfoot in that movie.
Yeah, with the headphones dancing. So one of those four things, he will get tattooed to his body.
I'm cool with all those, actually.
This, yes, I'll find a way. This is the youth of America, ladies and gentlemen. What about the fishing dancers? I was thinking about the perfect cast. Yeah. My sixth one was High Dad Soup. I know too much about that movie. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put that in there, too. That's like.
So are you, so right now, in front of these 1,000 people watching, are you agreeing to this?
Yeah, I said I would do it.
100%.
So
give a round of applause.
I try
to
be a man of my word.
Really quickly.
And this will be your first tattoo, right?
No, this will be my second tattoo.
He has a Yoo-hoo bottle tattooed.
It is not a Yoo-hoo bottle.
It's ankle.
I mean, it kind of looks like a Yoo-hoo bottle, but it's supposed to be.
I was making a joke. I was assuming that you had a lot of tattoos, which is why you would agree to let someone tattoo whatever they want.
No. This would be my second tattoo.
So
ever.
You're just this passionate about a Goofy movie.
I love the Goofy movie. And
is it the Goofy movie or a Goofy movie?
I think you're right. I think it's a Goofy movie. Yeah.
It could be any Goofy movie.
Yeah. But I like Goofy. Goofy's dope. And Goofy's I said I would do it, so.
But, you know, now that you're up here, just ask, do you have a favorite high school film or anything that's ever inspired you?
I guess American Pie Count.
Yeah, American Pie counts. Right. I'm not surprised.
That's definitely one of my favorite movies. So
movies?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I love American Pie. I think it's hilarious. I guess. I mean, but you could like hide fucking a pie, you know?
I feel like the memo did not get out there, Brian.
Well, you were talking to me about another one. What was it? Oh, Kids, right?
Oh, Kids. Kids is a great movie. Yeah. I mean, Kids is fucked up, though. Like, you're going to, Yeah. Kids is a messed up movie, though.
We'll cover that at some point. I know, like, Mac Miller's influenced every aspect of your entire life, so.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I like Mac Miller and, like.
What?
Really?
You didn't bring that up on stage? So, Mac Miller went to Joe Two's high school, if the microphone didn't catch
Rest
that.
Rest in peace. From Circles is a great album, left. Though.
So, Wiz Khalifa did, too, then? No, Wiz went to Taylor. Oh, he went to, like, a. Okay. Dope.
Nice. Well, thank you, Pumpkin. Let's give a round of applause to Pumpkin for volunteering to do this noble and brave high school slumber party task. Now, in all seriousness, I did want to mention that my wife is in the audience, Nicole. No, you don't.
Nicole, is this the first episode of this podcast you've heard?
Yes, probably. I wouldn't.
Different podcast.
That was a different podcast. I've done different podcasts.
Wow. I know.
Well. No, I really appreciate it. Like, Nicole, my wife here, we just got married when? I don't know. You guys were there, some of you.
I don't know.
Nicole, you were there,
listen
right?
Listen to Too Fast, Too Forever for a recap.
November, yes. I should remember that date. No, but as I'm accomplishing this 100th episode, she just passed her nurse practitioner's exam, so she's officially a nurse practitioner. Congratulations on that.
Almost as impressive.
Not quite as impressive, but
as 100 weeks of barely on time podcasts.
But on time in there. You know, I wanted to bring it up too because without your support, I couldn't have done this. You're like the children's broadcasting service before Sesame Street. I thank your support. I do. You know, I read a meme the other day. A meme? Meme? How do you say it, Joey? You're more with the kids.
Meme? No one calls it meme.
A meme. I read a meme the other day, and it was like, when I go into a woman's apartment and she's got a bunch of houseplants. You posted that? Okay, good. Yeah, you did. I remember now. What was it? And she has a bunch of houseplants. It's something like, you know, I go like score because I know she could take care of useless things. Nicole, you've killed every plant you've gotten. But I'm still... Okay, there's one still alive. You've killed cacti. You've killed bamboo. But I'm still alive. I'm still doing this. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You won't come on, and that's unfortunate. But Kyle, why don't you get back up here? Because your show's coming up next. High School Slumber Party is just a blur. We all want to forget high school, don't we? But you know what we love?
What?
Food.
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 We crave sustenance.
We crave sustenance.
Hello.
Joey's putting... Why are you saying no? This is...
Everything I'm leaning against, I feel like I'm going to
break. This is cross-promotion. And Kyle, we've done so many podcasts together. You know, I've been on your show. You've been on my show. We did our own show together. We still do our own show together. I've known you for so long. I feel like I've treated you right and treated
15,
you fairly.
No. How many years now? A long time.
I feel like I've never played a prank on you. I feel like I never...
Bullshit.
Mike, you might have been there for this, but... Yeah, you were. Remember that time when we were
on
the
subway?
Yeah, at 2 a.m. And Kyle fell asleep. So at the next station, we all got into the other car.
Was it Chris as well?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah.
We all got into the other car, and we watched him from the other car. Two or three stations go by. Three stations go by. He wakes up freaked out that we've all left him. And this like this little old lady was looking at us like, mm-mm, you are bad friends. Remember you like scrambled out of the car?
Yeah, and I jumped out of the car, and then all of a sudden I recognized you're in the car next when I came in, and I a lot of dead arms were thrown.
Oh, that was a very good time. I mean, but normally I'm pretty fair to you, right? No.
Yes, you're honestly you're one of my best friends and one of the most loyal friends that I know, and you're very thoughtful. But you're also a son of a bitch sometimes.
How about the other day when we were at that beer event and there was a silent auction?
Oh, God.
And I put your name down for like $300 or $400 for a Mighty Ducks signed.
Yeah, autograph. You put down your email, but my name and my number. You also did the same thing for, I think, like the Army in high school was like recruiting.
I did sign you up for the recruiting in the Army in high school. I did do that.
I have nothing against serving, but that's just, you know. I serve food, not the country.
No, but so I signed him up for this silent auction. But I told you about it at the event. I'm like, look, erase your name.
I guess no, I did. No, because of your one deaf ear, I don't think you projected that thought as loudly as maybe you thought. So
this guy was calling him like, hey, you won this $300 Mighty Duck print. When are you going to pay for it?
Yeah, and I started freaking out.
And the
not freaking, not, like, I just, I felt bad. Like, I know I'm not going to pay it. I know he's not going to, like.
The best thing was I told him it was for our friend, like, as a gift because he loves the Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend was in on it. But I had our friend message him, be like, hey, so Brian said you had a gift for me?
And we haven't seen one another yet for Christmas, so I still have his Christmas gift. So I'm like, I have got a Christmas gift for you, but not this $300 Mighty Ducks jersey or poop?
No, it's just like a print of
a print?
Characters
in
the movie.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have that kind of relationship. It's a give and take relationship.
You're forever my taunter.
So, you know, but in high school I was pretty fair to you. I didn't remember the Army thing. But I remember the moment, and I've said it on the podcast before, the moment that you were most upset and offended in high school. Remember, this is a PG audience, so you can't use racial slurs.
Is this a story that we've heard about on 8 or 10 different episodes?
Yes, and I'm saying it again because it's the 100th episode. I was going to say, Joey, this is my most commonly told story.
Oh, because
podcast.
Of that Italian. I said Italian.
You're Italian, too. But Kyle, in middle school, grew his hair out
past your shoulder, right? Or at your
shoulder? Yeah, past shoulder blades. It was about 14, 15 inches or
so. Kyle had 15-inch long hair. Joey, are you leaving? Oh, okay.
One or two. Stop. Sorry.
So Kyle had 14-inch long hair. So he came to high school like this with a puka shell necklace, clogs, something like that, right?
No, that was only freshman year, so this is senior year referring to.
No, but I'm saying when I met you, you had the puka shell necklace.
I never had a puka shell necklace.
What was the necklace of?
I don't think I had a necklace. I had a hemp wallet chain.
Sorry, a hemp wallet chain, clogs, long hair. You were a guy. You made a choice.
Yeah, I had a...
It was really hot. That's how we first started getting to know each other. No, but, you know, so you had an image to uphold. Eventually that changed. But your hair you kept. Oh, I forgot. You grew the hair out to be Danny Zuko in a play, right?
I was committed to being, no, not Danny Zuko, not even Danny Zuko, just Teen Angel singing Beauty School Dropout.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a high school Danny movie, Zuko. So there you go.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I bring it up.
The director asked us to grow our hair out to like slick it back, pretty much the length I have it now, to be able to slick it back. And then I just kept growing. And, yeah.
You had that long hair, and...
I did.
You know, you weren't the most popular kid. I wasn't the most popular kid. But there was one thing you hung your hat on, and that was your hair. And when we had our senior superlatives come out, you know, yearbook. Who had a yearbook in high school? There you go. A couple of you won, too. And in the senior superlatives, you really thought that you were going to win best hair.
Did I think I was going to win? No. Did I think I deserved it? Yes.
And I remember you walked into
school one day. Like, I had golden locks of hair, natural highlights, volume like no other. Honestly, if I still had this hair, the five women in the audience would be jelly of my hair. And you all have lovely hair, but it was that good. I looked like when the beast turned back into a human, but more like meatloaf.
You're so humble. And I remember your mother.
I'm humble except for about my hair. I have amazing hair.
Your mother used to tell you had better hair than any woman she'd ever seen. Better than your sister.
I take your word for it. That's something you would remember that I buried deep, deep down inside.
And it was senior year. You walked into school and I happened to see you. And I'm like, hey, they announced the superlatives. You're like, oh, cool. And then you like kind of paused. And I was like, oh. I was looking at you. You're like, what about best hair? I'm like, this kid... I'll say his name because he's not going to listen. Yeah. Angelo Ponti won. And you're like, what? I didn't win best hair? And I've never seen so much disappointment in a kid. My parents got divorced as an adult, but I imagine if they got divorced as a kid, I would have the same look.
Is that Howard?
No. I did not say
you
that.
Said,
I said something that's a word that you're not supposed to use for Italians.
But Kyle, you've never said anything inflammatory ever.
But I'm also Italian, so it's
doesn't work like that.
Appropriating.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. And again, I've never. Yes.
You take it. Joe too said.
I've never seen someone so disappointed. Like I felt guilty for delivering that news to you, but I think you've redeemed yourself. You have a glorious beard. You have a cool hat.
360 degrees of hair.
Yes. You have a great podcast, and I'm looking forward to learning more about this place. Let's give it up for Yonkers Brewery for hosting.
Woo! Yeah, Yonkers Brewery!
This is how I feel old, and I tell this all the time. Like, I finally feel the age that I'm supposed to be. Because when you're growing up, you kind of feel like, let me get the kids' menu. Like things are like more geared towards children. But once you find out things are geared to you, you feel like you're the age marketed to. I say this because I'm a Mets fan, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yes. And... when they built a brewery in Citi Field, I was like home, you know? And they have Star Wars nights. They have, like, Avengers nights. Like,
they got to get people there somehow.
And the people they get there is me, you know? So. It's true. But this brewery is a brewery. It's, like, almost my hometown brewery now. It's the closest brewery to my apartment here in Yonkers. I love coming here. They have great food. They have great drinks. I'm eager on your podcast, Kyle, to learn more about all their great stuff here. So.
I'm surprised. I would like to talk with you for a little bit first before I have John on.
So you want to get Joey away?
Well, we're going to take a minute because since I'm running the technical end, I want to take a little quick like minute-long intermission.
Okay, cool. So
yeah.
Joey, thank you so much for being my co-host here, contributing so many just quick-witted jokes and
truly the Andy Richter.
I love your Slay sweatshirt. Is that a
allusion to a movie we were on? Because I feel like we've been on a lot of movies where they say Slay together.
No, it's for Sleigh Bells, the band, but even though they don't spell it this way, but, you know, Assassination Nation was a lot of fun to talk about, too.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else you want to say? The congratulations up here. I was like, oh, people congratulate me. And what happened? They all congratulated you because you are the lifeblood of High
School
Slumber
Party.
I also would be remiss to say, when we were talking about dolphins before, just remember Dolphies.
Dolphies. Wow. Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joey Lewandowski, everyone. Give him a round of applause. Joey, still single? So, anyone in here interested?
Why did you ask me that? I'm editing that.
Well, Kyle, this is our musical number, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I fed you lines to give me. You never gave it to me.
I forgot. You wanted to hold it at a brewery.
So I wore alcohol. This to feed Kyle lines that literally insult me. And he never
that's
did
how good
it.
Of a person. You fed me the lines, and I don't have it in my heart to insult.
You can insult me. That's fine. What am I wearing, Janie? That's your name. The lady in the audience. What am I wearing?
You're wearing checkered pants. You have those pants? Brian is wearing
unisex pants. These are your pants. This is a shirt from the film
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty
shirt.
In Pink.
Yes. A beanie.
And this is Ferris Bueller's jacket. There you go. You got it.
Oh, thank you. Your wife brought me a beer.
Thank you guys for coming for the High School Slumber Party portion of things. Really appreciate it. I know it's Daylight Savings Day or something. So it's really 5:30 in the morning right now, so I really appreciate you coming. Just like to say a quote from Ferris Bueller before I leave. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop to look around once in a while, you could miss it. Thank you, everyone.
It's over. Go home. Go.